Thank you for calling Devoted Health. For English, press 1. Para continuar en español, presione 2. Please stay on the line. Welcome to Devoted Health. Please listen carefully to the following options so we can get you to the right person quickly. If you are not a Devoted Health member and are calling for more information about Devoted Health plans, please press 1 to speak to an authorized sales representative. If you are already a Devoted Health member, please press 2 to speak to a member service guide. Hello, and thank you for calling Devoted Health today. If this is a life-threatening emergency, please hang up and dial 911. For questions about your prescription drug coverage, please press 1. If your plan offers non-emergency transportation and you need help with this benefit, press 2. If your plan offers a food and home card and you need help with it, press 3. To speak with the next available Devoted Health guide, press 4. Or hang up and
Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Devoted Health. This is Raquel. How may I assist you today?
Hey, Raquel. My name is Phil Rice. I am calling about a grievance with a invoice from my dentist.
Okay, Mr. Phil, and you have a... Give me one moment. Give me one moment. I am looking for your information. What is your day of birth?
4/25/53.
Okay. And what is your address?
11268 East Linvale Drive, Aurora, Colorado.
Thank you so much for that information. What is the zip code in Aurora, Colorado?
Are you looking at it?
I need you to verify that information for me for security reasons, sir.
You didn't answer my question, though.
I need you to verify the information. Yes, sir, I am looking at it, and I do need you to verify the information for security reasons.
All right, so you did answer the question. Yes, you're looking at it, and you need me to verify it. So the answer is 80014.
Thank you so much. And you said you are calling in regards to a grievance for a claim, a dental claim, correct?
It's an invoice.
An invoice, okay. And you would like to file a grievance regarding that invoice? Or are you calling to discuss the invoice?
I paid a bill.
Mm-hmm.
I want to file a grievance. I think they charge me too much.
Okay. Dental benefits, you have $4,000. For dental work, and give me one moment. You said they charged you too much. Give me one moment. Did the dental provider already submit the claim to Delta
Ma'am.
Dental?
Ma'am, I was speaking with Delta Dental,
mm-hmm.
and I told the people that I thought they charged me too much, and I wanted to file a grievance about that. They said, well, if you want to file a grievance, I've got a different number for you to call. And I wrote down the number, and
that is our number.
And I'm talking to you.
Okay. And I apologize. I know it's a lot of questions. The reason for my question is that if they have already submitted that claim, you have to file an appeal. That is the reason I was asking that question. The system, we have questions that we have to ask. If it is a yes, it says you have to file a grievance. I'm sorry, an appeal. If it is a no, then we can move forward. And if the cost is if the call is related to coverage or cost of a service, and you say yes, then you have to file an appeal. If we have received that claim, you have to have filed an appeal instead of a grievance. Did the incident happen on or before December 25th of 2023? If that is a yes, we would not move forward with that grievance. That is the reason for the questions, sir.
Everything happened after December of 23.
Okay. And so there is a claim on file, which means you would have to file an appeal.
There's no claim on file. I don't even know what you're talking about, claim. There's no claim.
So you paid the dentist, but the dentist did not submit a claim for the service.
There's no claim. I don't even know what you're talking about. I went to the
okay.
Billed me, and I paid the dentist, and I think the dentist charged me too much. I think the amount should have been covered by insurance, and I guess maybe that's what you mean when you say claim. And the insurance company says, well, no, this particular service is not covered by your insurance. And that's what I was talking to the insurance company about today. And I said, well, I think maybe it should be covered by insurance. And I had actually two appointments. For one of the appointments, it's kind of complicated. And for one of the items, I said, well, you know, I've kind of got a dispute about this thing. And I says, well, you can file a grievance about that. And I says, well, how do I do that? And I said, well, you know, there's a process and blah, blah, blah. I says, okay, well, I'll do that. Okay. And then fine. And then, we got done with that. I says, all right, well, how about this other one? And, I guess maybe I'll file a grievance on this one as well. But now they says, well, you have to call this other phone number. So that's when I called the number, and now I'm talking to you.
Okay. And I apologize for the frustration and the confusion. And as I was explaining earlier, if this has to do with an issue that relates to the coverage or cost of a grievance, then what the policy says is that the member should submit that appeal in writing. If the member, that's if it's related to a claim where you pay for a service and we didn't pay it or it was too much, you should file an appeal. But what I am understanding from you, you had the service, but the provider did not submit a claim.
Wait a minute, back up. You say submit it in writing. So I think maybe that's what I would like to do, but how would I go about doing that? What's the address of Delta Dental? Can you give me the address of Delta Dental so that I can submit something in writing to them?
I don't Give me one moment. I don't believe I have an address for Delta Dental. You can submit the request to
how about an address for
the devoted? Yes, that I can give you. Give me one moment. Let me get that for you, okay? Give me just one moment. I'm looking that address up for you. And I'm sorry, I am waiting on my computer, okay? Give me just one moment. You would submit that request to, give me one moment. I'm just trying to make sure I have the correct information, okay? Give me one moment. Okay, that appeal can be sent to, I can, the fax number is 877.
I don't have a fax. I can't fax.
Okay. The address is, you would send it to Devoted Health Appeals and Grievances. And the address is P.O. Box 21327, Egan, Minnesota.
E-G-A-N, Minnesota?
E-A-G-A-N, Minnesota.
So bear with me. I'm still
no worries.
Strong.
E as in echo, A as in alpha, G as in golf, A as in alpha, N as in November.
All right. So I know you're trying to be helpful, but you actually make it harder for me when you do that. E-A-G-A-N, and then Minnesota is M-N. Is that right?
Correct.
All right. So Egan, Minnesota. Keep going.
Zip code 55121.
55121. 55121. All right, I've got it.
Okay.
All right.
So you would mail that information to that to Devoted Health Appeals and Grievances.
All right. So I can take my side of the story, so to speak, put it in writing, send it off to that address, and I guess see what happens and go from there. I think that's what you're telling me. Is that right?
Once the grievance appeals department, rather, receives that appeal, they will go over it, and then they will contact you, whether it's via phone or fax. They will contact you to follow up with you regarding that grievance.
All right. That might be
appeal, rather.
Yeah. All right. That might be the best thing is let me commit it to writing and see what kind of a response I get.
Before I forget, you have 60 days from the date of the incident to submit that appeal, okay? So make sure that if it's something that happened last month, make sure that you don't go into next month and submit that after that date. Make sure that it's before that date.
All right. So I heard what you said. I guess I'm not too thrilled about that, but Okay. What else do you want to tell me?
That is all I needed to provide you with, all the information I needed to provide you with, Mr. Philip.
All right. So with that, I'm going to hang up and start working on my grievance. I'll send it off as soon as I can. Thank you.
Okay, you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for calling Devoted. I'm sorry that this was so difficult that I don't know why the Delta Dental couldn't provide you with this information, but you have a wonderful weekend. And if you have any questions when you're doing that, just give us a call back at 1-800-DEVOTED, okay?
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.